Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. It is Redmen Bite Size, a bite size look slash listen at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club today, Tuesday, the 12th of March. And let's be honest, there is one big news story that is dominating everything for the Reds. High on trending, it is Michael Edwards returning to Anfield, the former director of football of the football club who stepped down 2 years ago from that role, is to return to Liverpool and to Fenway Sports Group as their CEO of football. A statement has gone out via Fenway Sports Group. I'll read through the vast majority of this and talk through a few of the key points on it as well, just to get you up to speed. If you want more on this, by the way, then I would highly recommend coming over to redmenplus.com and checking out Journo Insight with Neil Jones. Really good hour-long show looking at a bit of the fallout from the Manchester City game at the weekend, but predominantly focused around Michael Edwards' return. So yes, Fenway Sports Group have put the statement out saying that the 44-year-old executive will be joining as the CEO of football within Fenway Sports Group and will assume a broad range of responsibilities, including leading efforts to identify and recruit new leadership for Liverpool FC's football operation and supporting the growth of FSG in global football through additional investment and acquisition. In this position, Edwards will report directly to FSG's ownership group led by principal owner John Henry, chairman Tom Werner and president Mike Gordon. He previously worked as sporting director at the Merseyside club, overseeing a period of success which saw the team win 7 major titles, including a Champions League trophy and ending a 30-year wait to become English top flight champions. Mike Gordon, FSG president, had this to say: Michael is one of the most formidable executive talents in world football, and John, Tom and I are absolutely thrilled to have secured his services for our business. He returns to us in a role with greater seniority than he held previously and with a wider remit. It was clear when we initially reached out to him that a broader scope would be a key motivating factor for any potential return to the industry. In this regard and many others, his ambitions matched ours. As an organisation, we constantly strive for improvement in our football operation, whether that will be identifying fresh opportunities externally or areas for enhancement internally, and there is no better person to lead that ongoing process. In keeping with this objective, he will take over responsibilities I have previously held regarding oversight and management of Liverpool FC's football operation. Fulfilling that role has been one of the greatest privileges of my life, and handing it over and returning to a more traditional role in ownership is something I have been hoping to do for some time, but only if we could find the right individual or structure. In Michael, we now have the ideal person to assume these responsibilities. I look forward to working with him again from my position within ownership, from where I will continue to lead engagement on matters relating to football. On behalf of everyone at FSG, I'm delighted to welcome him back and also hugely excited to see one of the most sought after executives back in our ranks. So yeah, the real key point on this, this is one that's kind of gone under the radar for Liverpool for a couple of years now, is that Mike Gordon has been the main man, the main go-between between Fenway Sports Group and Liverpool Football Club. He is effectively Jürgen Klopp's point of call between the football and the owners. So he's the one that Jürgen has worked with most directly from Fenway Sports Group. What you have is John W. Henry and Tom Werner, but moreover, Henry is effectively the principal owner of Fenway Sport, the overseeing organisation under which Liverpool falls, and people see him as Liverpool's owner, but it is, I wouldn't say a total figurehead role as such, but he doesn't have really that sort of to the coal face, hands in the muck and the dirt and the grub of running the football club. He is the owner, and that's what his role is. So it's really interesting. Mike Gordon has been a talk for a while that he's been wanting to step back. even stepped back a little bit or moved higher up FSG to deal with Liverpool's investments, potential sale and definite ultimate investments that we saw over the last 12 months. He's returned closer to work with Liverpool, but it was always, I think, felt that he would be looking to move on at some point. And it's really interesting to finally see that confirmed in writing, really. It's the first time he's really sort of actively addressed that. He's done so by doing it on the day that he's announced the man that will be replacing him. So yeah, that's quite interesting from my perspective to see that there's been a real shift at the top end while everyone's really focused on who's going to be Jürgen Klopp's replacement. And then maybe above that, there's been a little bit more of who's the director of football. Actually, what needed to be sorted first was the guy who sits above all of that. And in Michael Edwards, that's the role that he's going to take. So Edwards has been speaking himself in the statement. And he has said, I am very grateful to Mike, John, Tom and the ownership group for offering me the opportunity to take on this new leadership role within FSG. I was humbled by the desire and persistence they showed in wanting to work with me again. This is definitely not something that I take for granted, given their track record across sport and business. It is vital for me that if I did return, it had to be with renewed vigour and energy. In practice, this means having fresh challenges and opportunities. As such, one of the biggest factors in my decision is the commitment to acquire and oversee an additional club, growing this area of their organisation. I believe that to remain competitive, investment and expansion of the current football portfolio is necessary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So yeah, that's the second stage of this, really. Obviously talking about his return within there. I think the choice of wording is excellent here, that he's basically said, and it undercuts any fears of what happens when you go back. Do you bring a man who'd had enough and he's coming back in? Does he really have what it takes? Is he really committed to the cause? You know, talking about if he was going to come back, he was only going to come back if he had renewed vigour and energy. And obviously energy has been a very key word for Liverpool. It was central to Jürgen Klopp's reasoning behind stepping down as manager. So what you don't want is someone coming in, overseeing Jürgen Klopp's replacements, who's feeling a bit jaded, a bit lethargic around the whole thing. He's effectively saying there was nowhere to come back unless I was feeling up for the challenge. So yeah, great to hear that. And a nice little side note here is that the plan clearly within FSG is to acquire another football club to start to grow their football portfolio. We've seen this with the Manchester City Group. Chelsea have had this for a number of years. And I think closer to Fenway Sports Group's heart from articles and, you know, chats with journalists over the years, the Red Bull model of having a bit more of a pathway of progression where you can maybe go and acquire footballers or even management talent or coaching staff, play them at a good professional level, make that team competitive, of course, sure, because obviously it's all part of growing a wider portfolio. But then you've then got a pathway where a footballer can come in. Maybe you can bring players in from South America, might even impact work permit issues. get them trained at good quality, and then either move them up to the head of the operation, which would be Liverpool in this instance, or move them on for a profit, which ultimately, you know, again, sustains the whole footballing enterprise. There are two schools of thought, or certainly two prevalent schools of thought when it comes to the multi-club ownership. It's not necessarily seen as a great thing, and I don't want to go too deep on this right now, but there's been a really interesting article written by Sport and Intelligence lately on how Manchester City have done it and how their French project isn't going particularly to plan, and certainly not for the fans of that club in question. However, the thing I always kind of point out to this is that Man City can afford, and Man City's ownership group can afford for things not to work, whereas FSG are not so rich that they would, it would benefit them to run another football club into the ground. Actually, they're all about growing the value of their portfolio, and the value of their portfolio comes from the value of the assets within their portfolio. And what I mean by that is that they, if they buy another football club, they don't need, they need that football club to be worth at least as much as they paid for it, but in reality they'll still want, they'll want the value of that to grow, which grows the value of Fenway Sports Group and all makes them basically richer and more successful. The notion of like taking profits out is a bit of an antiquated one when you talk about business ownership on this scale. But yeah, it is. That's a bigger conversation for another day. I just thought it was interesting that Liverpool could well have a brother or sister football club. I would guess akin to the Salzburg-Leipzig connection. You might even see something happen in the MLS. Obviously, we know that they've got the New York Red Bulls over there as well. Anyway, to move things on with Michael Edwards' statement then. He says, and this is the most pertinent thing, the most interesting thing for Liverpool. So, yeah, thank you for sticking with me on the stuff that I, the other stuff that I find really interesting, but this is the stuff that directly impacts Liverpool. He says, with Liverpool FC, I will oversee the required reinforcement of football operations with a number of essential leadership positions needing urgent attention. I know from personal experience what a wonderful job Mike Gordon has done with day-to-day oversight on behalf of his fellow owners. Going forward, I'm looking forward to working with FSG's Board of Managers. Also, in assuming this role, I fully understand that it comes with great expectations, and I therefore intend to identify, hire, and subsequently empower leaders who meet and embody the club's values and ambitions. I love that statement. He then says, having served the club previously, I need no reminder of how much emotional investment is made by supporters in the city itself, as well as across the UK and the world. I am looking forward to getting started. The role also goes on, it also explained, means that he won't be working as a consultant to sports management business Ludonautics, which he has advised since it was established in 2023. So yeah, that will clear up a couple of potential conflicts of interest there. So yeah, Michael Edwards is back, not as a director of football, but as FSG's CEO of football. And right now, of course, that means solely and exclusively Liverpool Football Club, because they own precisely one football club, and that is us. Now, you may see that as a potential, there may be some conflict that comes down the line, but I would suspect there aren't many clubs of Liverpool stature that are on the market, and certainly none that they're going to be able to afford at this point, when you consider, you know, clubs like Liverpool are now in the £3 to £8 billion sort of pricing. It does say to me that this will be more about building a football group and a support network, which will allow, you know, trading, Americanism, loans, transfer of talent across there to continue to develop footballers. A good example of this, I guess, would be someone like Alan Rodriguez, who many Liverpool fans may not recognise the name of. Really talented Brazilian youngster. Jürgen Klopp absolutely glowing in his praise of him as a talent. Was never able to secure a work permit at Liverpool. Had a ton of loans out across Europe. None of that ever really amounted to anything. And now he's back. I think he's playing for Flamengo now. Having yet never been able to truly reach the potential on the European scale, whereas what you could do is bring someone like him to a country that's potentially got slightly looser work permit allowances, get him that experience of playing in Europe, and then make it easier to transfer him up the sort of scale. An example I used on the YouTube of this was as well someone like perhaps Takumi Minamino, who at Salzburg maybe wasn't quite ready for a jump to Liverpool, but other examples of players who cut the teeth at Salzburg before moving up to Leipzig and then moving on to a top level football club, that's probably the kind of thing that they're looking to do with all of this. But yes, Michael Edwards in charge at Liverpool Football Club. His next move will be to hire a director of football. That looks like it's going to be Richard Hughes. Fabrizio Romano has tweeted today that he already has an agreement in place to join Liverpool. It will happen at the end of the season, part of Michael Edwards' plan. And that was what was being reported at the tail end of last week, was that effectively he will join if Edwards joins. Now Edwards has joined, it stands to reason that I think we'll get confirmation on Richard Hughes sooner rather than later. But yeah, right now it's all about the return of Michael Edwards to Liverpool, who oversaw the most successful period, certainly of being a Liverpool fan of my life. So yeah, a positive signing, a very shrewd signing, and it certainly gives a stability now to what moves forward. Director of football, manager, and really, really positive to hear him talk about empowering those people to go and have the success required at Liverpool. Exciting day for Liverpool. Maybe one will look back in years to come as a really historic moment. But yeah, we shall see. Anyway, if you want more, if you want to go deeper on this, do check out Journal Insight over on redmenplus.com. Me and Neil Jones had a good hour-long chat, really delving into the Edwards stuff, more on Richard Hughes and the jobs facing both men in the coming months, and more as well. Yeah, head to redmenplus.com, get it in video and in podcast form, and I hope to see you over there. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.